check them as soon as we can. Smoke from Lloyd Ruby's car. My goodness, it's going to happen again to Lloyd. It certainly looks like.
Looks like oil.
Oh, he's on fire.
Looks like oil. Oil would cause this, Jim. The oil leak onto the exhaust system. Hot engine immediately catches fire. It's keeping going, so it's feeding the fire.
Best thing to do, though, just head for the pits in this circumstance.
He probably doesn't know it's there at the moment, but he's heading for the pits, I think, in any case, because he's come out of the groove. Quite a fire. I hope it doesn't go any further, Jim.
Well, this sure looks like the end of the road for 1971 for Lloyd. And the assortment of problems, as we said before, that this 43-year-old man has had on this racetrack are difficult even to document. Ruby out of it again. Every year he's up among the leaders. Last year, he took the lead, and just as he took the lead was Black Flag.
It's wretched luck. It's followed him around. He's coming into the pits. He's really going slowly now. He's coming in, but he's still in fire, Jim.
Yellow flag's still out. As you see, they're clearing the debris from the accident.
Doesn't seem to be getting any worse. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely an oil fire. A lot of black smoke. Oh, he's in safety now because they'll get the fire stuff on him.
Here comes Lloyd.
A real gentleman from Texas.
Jack indicated he's not only driven here, but on the road circuits of the world also. Not in Formula One, but in sports car racing. He's done very well.
Yeah, he won Sebring one year.
Yeah, and now the fire equipment on it. So Lloyd's going to be okay, but boy, you can imagine he's a discouraged Texan right now. I talked to him a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact, about this very subject, and he was kind enough to go through all the problems he had before this and document them for us.
Actually, I think the first one it really hurt was 66. We liked 26 laps in finishing and had nearly a two-lap lead and just riding. And that's when a boat in Camhausen broke. Got black flag.
And Lloyd Ruby is in trouble. What a time for Amos Fortune. Well, we'll wait and see. I'm sure his pit crew saw him go by. In fact, there he pulls into the pits. Lloyd Ruby is making a pit stop at a crucial point of this race. The crew of car number 14 going to work, and two United States Auto Club officials have given a preliminary signal of that's all. He is apparently out of the race because of oil leakage and cannot continue. This is a man that led the race for 68 laps. And you can see the feeling of one of his crew members, and we can't blame him.
And in 68, we got a little bit closer. We like 24 laps. And Bobby, I think we had about a 15 or 18 second lead on Bobby that year. And the coil went out.
Lloyd seemed somewhat relaxed there in the pits. Certainly very disappointed, Lloyd Ruby, because he did have a good chance to win. Well, he always drives here at Indianapolis very, very well, but never has been able to win so far.
And in 69, that was one that already pulled a boner there. It was a little misunderstanding the pit on both of us, and I ran off and left the gas tank hanging on, so it pulled the side of the car out.
Routine stops, however. Lloyd Ruby finishing up his right now, starting back out onto the track. Look, Roger, there's fuel pouring out the side of the car. Looks like he started too soon while the hose was still in there.
Yes, apparently the hose was still attached. Either they couldn't get it loose or they didn't have it all the way full, and he started to leave the pits, and it appears as though they've torn the fuel tank loose from the side. And, of course, Lloyd is getting out, and you know he's got to be a very, very disgusted race driver at the moment.
And last year we did work up to the lead, and rear end went out last year.
Well, at the moment, A.J. Foyt is going to come into the pits, and Ruby takes the lead, but at the same moment, he's getting the black flag. I've never seen that before.
And now Ruby's car is smoking up, and it's burst into flame.
I just don't believe Lady Luck ever rides me at this place. Just one of them things.
So it's been through the years at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for Lloyd Ruby, a man from Texas. Time after time, he's taken off the boots and walked away. And here it is again in 1971. He's been participating in his 12th consecutive Indianapolis 500. He has yet to win the race. So many times he's come so close. There are the standings in the 19.